Conversation 2.
Let's look at your problem. You always fail the job interviews.
It seems so, sir. And the thing is that I always find those questions hard to answer. For example, they always ask me what I think is important in a job.
In this case, you should mention specific rewards other than paycheck. For example, challenge and the feeling of accomplishment.
That sounds good. And they often ask what makes me decide to join their company, especially when they are rather small and young.
You can tell them that you believe you would have better opportunities with a small but rapidly expanding company like theirs.
Great. I think the most difficult question is what my greatest strengths and weaknesses are.
They are tough questions. For your greatest strengths, give a response like this. I can see what needs to be done and do it. Or, I work well with others.
Terrific.
For your weaknesses, you can identify one or two, such as, I tend to drive myself too hard. The trick is to describe a weakness so that it could also be considered a virtue.
I see. Sometimes they also ask me what I don't like about my previous jobs.
You can talk about the things you don't like, but avoid making even slightest reference to any of your former employers.
I'll remember that.
Never forget to have at least one question ready, because the interviewer usually asks if you have any questions about the job or the company at the end of the interviews.
I understand employers like a candidate who is interested in the organization.
Right. If you can smoothly apply answers like these during the interview, you are bound to make a good impression.
Question
22. What is the woman suggested to mention when asked what is important to her in an interview?
Question
23. What is the woman's biggest problem in an interview?
Question
24. What does the man warn against doing when it comes to previous experience?
Question 25. Why should the woman have at least one question ready beforehand?